She's cool. She gets the stares from all those boys with calls at school. She's cool. She laughs, she cries. She smiles, she smokes a cigarette. She's cool. I've never seen anything like this before. She's cool. The way she moves, a cool girl
Too Much Rock podcast number 783. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. It's good to be back with you this week. Last week, I was too sick to do the podcast. My voice just would not cooperate. It's doing a little better this week. Definitely wanted to get back on the air and tell you what's going on with my music acquisitions. We start with one from Marbles. The song is called She's Cool, and it's on a band's self-titled album that was released in 2006 from Vinyl Countdown Records, though that was recorded in 1977 for an album project and never released. Don't know a lot about that New York band, but you know how us power pop kids are. We're always going to find that 1977 recording and hope it's the Fantastic Jim. Well, maybe it's not a Fantastic Jim, but it's a good record. I enjoy listening to it. That song's great. And then there's a song called, I think, Red Lights that was the band's only vinyl single on there as well. And that one is a delight. Lots of good harmonies. Anyway, lots of music for you this week. And we're going to continue on here. This is Touch Girl Apple Blossom with the song Tell.
Thank you. Scarlet, Oakley Starlet. Destination, small town race cars. Small town race cars. Going nowhere fast. Small town race cars. Small town.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from the Laughing Chimes from Athens, Ohio, and the song Small Town Race Cars. That leads off the band's new cassette, Behind Your Blue Fields, which came out on May 22nd, self-released, and you can find that one on Bandcamp. Just wonderful jangle pop from that band. This collection is basically demos for the band's second album, and they decided to go a slightly different direction, had a lot of wonderful songs, and they have opened them up for us. I enjoy that one there a lot. Before that, we heard from Touch Girl Apple Blossom with the song Tell. That's on the band's new album Graceful, which came out May 15th on K and Perennial Records. That band is from Austin, Texas, and definitely lives in that sort of twee indie pop world there that we like so much here on the podcast. Let's continue on here. Keep digging back for some older tracks. This one's from the Gin Blossoms. The song is called Kelly Richards.
Come on, 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 come on
And that ends a quick visit with a couple of bands that love the Replacements just as much as I do. Ending off with High on Stress and the song Overthrew. That's on the band's new CD, Still Here, which came out May 8th on Rumbar Records. That Minneapolis band there doing Heartland Rock just the right way. And then before that, we heard from the Gin Blossoms with the song Kelly Richards. That was on the band's debut album, Dusted, that came out in 1989 on San Jacinto Records. That Tempe, Arizona band loved the Replacements, and you can definitely hear that in the first recording. It's a little rougher, a little more ragged, but still just wonderful pop songs there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. And now we're going to shift gears for a couple of songs. Some heavy rock, some heavy psych, some stoner metal maybe. This is Pentagram with the song I Spoke to Death. right, that is Fangus there, Expanding Minds or Blowing Minds, I'm not sure which, with the song Shapeshifter. That's on the band's new album, Emerald Dream, which came out in March on From the Urn Records. Some wonderful heavy psych there from Montreal. I love that organ. I love their videos as well, so check those out. And then before that, we heard from Pentagram with the song I Spoke to Death. That's from the band's latest album, Lightning in a Bottle, that came out in 2025 on Heavy Psych Sounds. The band originally formed in 1971 in Arlington, Virginia, though I hear they might be out of Texas now. Saw them a few weeks ago. They put on just a fantastic show. Anyway, we are out of time now, so I need to wrap things up. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 783, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we've got Rilo Kiley playing the Uptown on the 27th, Corners of the Sky or Record Bar that night. 28th, Primus is at the Starlight. 29th, Creepy Jingles are playing the Replay, while Kevin Morby is at the Uptown and Cher UK is at the Brick. On the 30th, Car Microwave is at Rhino, and the KC Folk Fest is happening at Washington Square Park. Slowpoke is playing Skate Bar that night. June 1st, LA Witch is at the Warehouse. Public Opinion is playing Record Bar on the 3rd. Lafayette is playing at Mini Bar on the 5th, while Foil is at Dragon's Den, and Losers Weepers is playing at KC Auto Works. String and Return is at the Mini Bar that night. On the 6th, Creepy Jingles is at the Greenwood Social. Rainmakers are Knuckleheads on the 6th. Uncouth is playing Howdy. And then on the 8th, we have Christian Death at the Record Bar. Joe Jackson plays Uptown on the 9th. City Mouse plays Skate Bar that day. Looking over at the website, I got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Pentagram and Hooded Grave show, as well as the Toasters, Uncouth, and Eradicat show. More is coming, of course. And of course, we have time for one more here. I've got one set aside from the Joneses. I was flipping through the stacks at a record store the other day, and I came across this one. It's called Keeping Up with the Joneses, and was released in 1986 on Dr. Dream Records. I picked it up just for the cover, and you can judge a record by its cover. In this case, it's all about hair, so it's got that glam, hair metal, that raunchy rock and roll look, and it definitely delivers. That band loves New York Dolls just as much as I do. I could play one of those tracks for you, but instead, I'm going to play a cover because I really, really like what they do to Elton John's Crocodile Rock. So we're going to end things here with the Joneses and their cover of Crocodile Rock. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.